Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Yeah. What time did you go to bed?
Okay, so let's see. We stopped playing around 11:30 latest, right?
Uh-huh.
I got back to the house. I would probably say around 2:30 maybe.
Wow.
2:30 in the morning, yeah.
Crazy.
So late. I went to bed late because I needed to take a shower, so I had to wait until the baby was down and I had to do a million other things, so I didn't get in the shower till like almost 10.
Oh wow.
And then I fell asleep around 11, and then she woke up at 12 and cried for an hour.
Oh,
and then she fell asleep, and then Michael went to the airport so early, so he got up at like 2. Mm-hmm. Yep. So there's that.
Wow. Yeah. I got home, watched half of the last episode of the thing we're watching.
Uh-huh.
And then I like passed out and I had to wake up early and watch the rest of it this morning. I'm so tired.
Well, you can go take a nap after this.
I will.
That's true.
Well, happy. Oh. Guess what today is?
What?
It's gonna be my
my favorite. I love it.
Happy May 1st. Happy bonus episode. We are on Holy Gossip Girls. I'm Casey.
I'm Faye.
And I'm Tay.
And what are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking water.
Water.
Me too. But let's talk about what we drank last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ladies.
So I have a story for you. Were you there at the when we played the ring? No, you weren't.
No.
We played this game. It was like a hook on a like a wooden thing with the hook. And then there's a ring on a string.
Oh.
And you pull it back and it has to like hook to the hook.
Yeah.
And you there's like these blocks you move closer when you get it. So whoever loses gets the block on them. But we did it with a shot glass.
It was so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I ended up doing 3 shots of vodka.
She took my shot for me when I lost.
Oh my gosh.
We did me versus Shirley. And then Tay and Shirley's boyfriend, but we drank for them
because
they didn't want to drink.
Man, you guys got wild after I left.
We did.
A rager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So everyone, all of us got together at Shirley's house last night and I could only stay for like
an hour.
Because of baby.
Yeah, but we got to see the baby.
We got to hang out with
baby.
Her.
Yeah.
Say hi to baby.
Yeah, she's so cute. Awfully cute.
She's
cute. Very cute.
If you need a serotonin boost, you just look at her and she's just like.
She's so smiley unless you leave the room.
Yeah, she's so unhappy when you walk away.
Yeah, or put her down. Or like as soon as I got in my car, the second I closed the door, she started screaming. And she screamed the whole way home.
Really?
And cried. She was tired.
Oh.
So,
she cried the whole time her bottle was heating up and everything. Just like,
aww.
Oh, well.
She was masking for her friends.
Yeah, she did a really good job. that's a cool. What else did you guys play?
We played this game I got Shirley for Christmas, which is like drawing telephone, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Where, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's very fun to play.
So, like, one person has a card of what it is.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like, you know, like a short sentence or a phrase. Yeah, phrase, yep.
So, and then you draw it, and then the next person draws it or guesses?
They have to guess look what it is.
So, you draw based on what your card says.
Yeah.
So, I draw, like, an apple.
Uh-huh.
And then that's a bad example because that's not what the cards say, but that's what I'm using.
Okay.
And then I pass it to the next person who sees my apple and thinks it's an orange maybe.
Uh-huh.
So they write the word orange.
Uh-huh.
And then they pass that to the next person who then draws an orange.
I wonder, because there's not that many of us in our friend group, I think it would be kind of fun to just go straight to drawing.
Oh, yeah.
So like you draw an apple. And then I draw an orange, and then Tay draws a grapefruit, and then Shirley draws a baseball.
Yeah. Could be fun.
Yeah.
It was a very fun game, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad we finally got to play it.
It looked like fun.
It was very fun.
I need to go through all the games that I have downstairs and kind of declutter, because there's some of them I've never even played, and I've had them for like a decade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's time to get rid of clutter.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you have for us today on May 1st?
I have just kind of a short, weird story to tell.
I love short, weird stories.
Yeah. Have you heard of the lead mask case?
The lead mask case?
Yes.
Maybe.
I think you probably have.
I might. Okay. I think I'll let you know whenever you get into it, but I think I might have.
Yeah. I think everyone's heard this one. If you're like even a little bit interested in weird shit,
yeah,
you've heard this one.
I think if it's the case I'm thinking of, then I heard it on a podcast.
Probably. So the lead mask case involves a series of events which led to the death of two Brazilian electronic technicians,
mm-hmm.
Manuel Pereira de Cruz and Miguel Jose Viana. who had last been seen by their families on August 17th, 1966. Their bodies were discovered on August 20th, 1966, and their cause of death has never been determined.
Wow.
On the afternoon of August 20th, 1966, a young boy was flying a kite on Vintem Hill in, oh my god, Niterói, Rio de Janeiro.
Okay.
When he
I know came, exactly where that is.
Yeah, I vacationed there. When he came upon the bodies of two deceased males and reported them to the authorities.
Oh my god. What a horror.
I know. To be a child and find two dead bodies.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Gosh.
The Morro de Vintem
mm-hmm.
had difficult terrain, and the police were unable to reach the bodies until the next day.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know.
Huh.
Weird. I wonder if they, like, fence it off so no one can go up there. Because how'd they get there?
Yeah, how did they get... Why was that kid there?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like, he obviously wasn't camping or anything because he...
was flying a kite.
He was flying a kite and he went and called the authorities.
Yeah.
I'm assuming on the telephone.
They're just lazy. They don't want to climb a mountain.
They're like, well, dude, that sounds like... I already put my pajamas on.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Once you take your bra off, you're done for the day. There's no going back.
Probably. That's what happened. When a small team of police and firefighters arrived, they encountered an odd scene.
Mm-hmm.
The bodies rested next to each other, partly covered by grass. Each body wore a formal suit, a lead eye mask, and a waterproof coat. There were no signs of major trauma or any evidence of a struggle.
Hmm.
Next to the corpses, police found an empty water bottle and a packet containing two wet towels. A small notebook was also identified, on which were written the cryptic instructions. 1630, be at the specified location. 1830, ingest capsules. After the effect, protect metals, await signal mask. That's what the book said.
Mm.
The two men were identified as Manuel and Miguel. Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do their last names again, sorry. Two electronic technicians from, God, Campos dos Goytacazes, a town several kilometers to the northeast of Rio de Janeiro. Following an investigation, police reconstructed a plausible narrative of the man's last days. On August 17th, Cruz and Viana left Campos de Goytacazes with the stated intent that they needed to purchase some materials for work.
Hmm.
Then the two men boarded a bus to Niterói
mm-hmm.
and arrived at 2:30 p.m. Evidence shows that the waterproof coats were purchased at a shop there and one bottle of water from a local bar. Imagine going into a bar and buying water. Upon being interviewed, the waitress from the bar described Miguel as very nervous and noted that he frequently checked his watch. That is the last time they were known to have been seen alive. It is presumed that they went directly from the bar to the spot at which they were discovered.
Weird.
No obvious injuries were discovered at the scene, nor later at the autopsy, which took place weeks later.
Oh.
The coroner's office was very busy at the time, and when the autopsy was finally conducted, the internal organs of the two victims were too badly decomposed for reliable testing.
Ugh.
Is that messed up?
So they won't even find out what the capsules were?
No.
Wow. That's messed up.
I know.
Hmm.
Because of this delay, testing for toxic substances was not conducted. There
couldn't
are.
Couldn't they have been smarter about it? And like, I know they were busy, but like, couldn't they have like taken a blood sample or something?
Yeah. And you would think something weird would like take priority.
Yeah.
I don't know. Incompetence.
Huh.
So there are multiple theories that have been proposed to explain this case, ranging from foul play to UFOs.
Oh.
One theory revolves around the testimony of a friend of the two men who claimed that they were members of a group of scientific spiritualists.
Okay.
The men were apparently attempting to contact extraterrestrials or spirits using psychedelic drugs.
Uh-huh.
Believing that such an encounter would be accompanied by blinding light, the men cut metal masks to shield their eyes and may have died of drug overdoses.
Mm.
This account is corroborated by the esoteric diary entry found at the scene and by mask-making materials and literature concerning spirits found at the men's homes.
Wow.
So what do you think happened?
How long does lead poisoning take?
I don't know. A long time, I think. Because people lived in lead houses or like lead-painted houses.
Yeah, but that close to your brain? To like wear thick fucking metal goggles, basically?
I have no idea. Could be. Possibly. Killed them.
What was that? Where is my phone? Like, literally right here. Sorry, it's my alarm to pump.
Oh.
I already did that. Anyway, I don't know. If it was a psychedelic, like, mushrooms, you literally can't overdose on.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure. Or if you did, it's like weed. Like, you'd have to have so much of it that it's, like, literally impossible to fit that much in your stomach.
Uh-huh.
You probably could overdose on acid.
Yeah.
But that's not in a cat unless it took like a whole vial of acid or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe aliens got them.
Yeah. Is that what you think?
No. I wish. I wish that's what I thought.
What do you think?
I don't know. I think it was probably some type of poison they took. Maybe it was cyanide or something. But where would you get that in a capsule?
I mean, they were no. What were they?
Scientific spiritualists.
Yeah, but what was their job, though?
Oh, I can't remember.
Something with smart people.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just weird, and that's why I like it.
Because
we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well?
Oh, my source was Wikipedia.
Oh, wonderful. I wonder how big the glasses were.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just, like, I'm envisioning, like, giant, like, iron lung style, just, like, fucking the thickest, heaviest, like, a helmet almost.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, well, that would cook your brain.
It would.
I think.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not really sure. Are you looking it up?
I'm trying to search it, but I'm really bad at typing. Lead mask case, yes.
Lead mask case. I got a lead mask.
Oh, it's just like sunglasses.
Oh. Well, okay. Then there goes my theory.
Why are they covered in grass also?
I don't know.
So many weird details.
Yeah. The suits are weird too. The
suits are very weird. They wanted to look good when they met the aliens.
It reminds me of that cult we covered.
Oh, yeah.
Where they like could only carry $1.50 or whatever it was. So like it seems like they're committing suicide basically to reach a different spiritual level.
Yeah.
The lead glasses are just what really doesn't make sense to me. Yeah,
they thought there'd be a blinding light. But like close your eyes.
Or wear like a blindfold, like a regular blindfold.
Yeah.
Like, why has it got to be fucking lead glasses, basically?
And why are they under grass?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, excellent story.
You've been quiet this whole time, Tay.
Sorry, I've just been deep in thought.
All right. Well, happy May, you guys. I hope your flowers are sprouting.
I hope your Kentucky Derby is fun.
What do you hope for May?
I hope that your May brings happiness, flowers, and just joy in general.
Wow. That's very nice.
I do. It's starting to feel like it's, you know, actually summer.
Yeah.
It's taking forever, but now it's actually coming.
It's coming for us.
It's coming. And I'm so excited.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. Well, hope you guys have a good month, and we will see you guys in just a couple days for Fearsome Fridays.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.